Step 6, carefully read all paperwork. A. The Solar Energy System Disclosure Document. This one-page document from the contractor's state license board shows you the total costs for the proposed solar energy system. It also has information about your 3 or 5 day right to cancel a contract. A solar provider is required to fill out this document. It may be placed as the cover page to the contract. See a blank version at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers/solar_smart. B. Contract. The solar contract is the legally binding document between you and the solar provider. Make sure to read it carefully. Make sure everything you were promised is written in the contract. For example, many answers to the questions in Step 3 of this guide should be referenced in the contract. By law, any contract for solar installation must include contractor information, including business address and license numbers. Description of the project, including equipment installed and materials used. Contract price, plus finance charge and/or down payment if applicable. Approximate start and end date of the contract term. Notice of a 3 or 5 day right to cancel the contract, with limited exceptions. Ask the solar provider what situations would allow you to be released from the contract. For example, if your solar provider discovers on a site visit that your roof is shaded in a way that wasn't expected, that could cancel the contract. C. Financial paperwork. If you are purchasing a system with a solar loan, you will be asked to sign a separate financing agreement. The lender will provide you with this separate agreement. If you are purchasing a system with PACE financing, you must sign 1. A financing application and 2. A financing agreement. Before you sign the financing application, read it carefully to make sure all the information is correct, including your contact information, your income, and the cost of the solar energy system. The separate financing agreement may be provided by the solar provider, the PACE program administrator, or a financing institution. If you are using PACE financing, it should include a PACE financing estimate and disclosure form showing the solar system's total cost. A link to a blank version of this document is available at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers/solar_smart. Make sure everything you were promised is written into any financing agreement. For example, many answers to the questions in Step 4 of this guide should be referenced in the financing agreement.